Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be tackling lean time.
Ooh, lean time.
It's an open source project management system, and it's getting a lot of buzz.
It is.
And, of course, a big shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Yes.
For making this deep dive possible.
Absolutely.
They are the masterminds behind hosting lean time.
That's right.
And also experts in digital transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for some guidance on that front, check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely.
But now back to lean time.
Okay.
What's really intriguing to me is that it's not just another tool for like hardcore project managers.
Yeah. You know,
it's designed with accessibility in mind, especially for those who think project management, not my thing.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about it.
Right.
It really has this people first philosophy. So it's built with neurodiversity at its core.
Oh, wow.
Considering the needs of individuals with ADHD, dyslexia, autism.
Interesting.
Which makes it a really powerful tool for a much broader audience.
Okay. I'm already hooked. Most project management tools, it seems to me, just like throw you into this sea of tasks.
Yeah.
But lean time flips the script, right?
Absolutely.
Instead of starting with a to-do list, it encourages you to begin with, like, the why,
mm-hmm.
the overarching goals, and, like, the vision behind your project.
Yes, it's all about the goal effect. This idea that understanding the impact of your work, how it contributes to a larger purpose, keeps you motivated.
So it's not just about checking off tasks.
No.
It's about understanding how those tasks move you closer to a goal that you actually care about.
Exactly. Like, it's a difference between going for a run because you should versus training for a marathon.
Okay.
One feels like a chore. The other has a clear purpose and keeps you going.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm sold on this goal effect idea.
Okay.
How does lean time actually guide me through setting those goals and connecting them to my work?
Well, it starts with the strategy section.
Okay.
Lean time helps you define your overall vision for the project.
Mm-hmm.
Then you break it down into focus areas, customers, finances, internal processes, learning.
All right.
These are just examples. You can customize them to fit your specific project or organization.
So it's flexible enough to work for different types of projects and teams.
Definitely. And within each focus area, you set measurable goals. So you're not just saying, you know, we want to improve customer satisfaction.
Right.
You're getting specific, like, we want to increase our customer satisfaction rating by 15% over the next quarter.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got your strategy.
Uh-huh.
You've got your measurable goals.
Yep.
What's next?
Then comes the actual task management.
Okay.
That's where the My Work dashboard comes in.
All right.
This is your personal command center for staying organized.
Mm-hmm.
You can block out time for specific tasks, jot down personal notes and reminders.
I like it.
And even get AI-powered help with prioritizing those tasks.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. AI for prioritizing my to-do list.
Yes.
That sounds both amazing and potentially terrifying.
I know, right?
How does that work?
It's actually really cool.
Okay.
You rate tasks based on how much you enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
From a red, angry, swearing face emoji.
Okay.
To an elated unicorn for those rare tasks that you actually love.
Yeah.
Lean Time's AI takes that feedback and figures out how to prioritize your list.
So it's like having a personal assistant who knows you're more likely to tackle a boring report if you reward yourself with a creative task afterward.
Exactly. And to make scheduling even smoother, you can import your calendars right into My Work, so your appointments and meetings live alongside your tasks.
Okay, so we've tackled goal effect and personal organization.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the actual project management meat and potatoes?
Yes.
You know, tasks, collaborations, deadlines, all that jazz.
That's where the projects section shines.
Okay.
It offers a bunch of different views, Kanban boards, tables, lists, so you can manage tasks in a way that works best for you. And it's packed with features.
Oh, wow.
Milestones, idea boards, shared documents, blueprints for recurring processes, reports, timesheets, retrospectives. It's pretty comprehensive.
So it can handle pretty much any project management style, whether you're all about Agile, Scrum, or something else entirely.
Exactly. And what's really neat is that Lean Time sprinkles in some unique features to keep things engaging.
Okay, I'm all ears. What kind of unique features are we talking about?
Well, for starters, there's a Pomodoro timer.
Okay.
But Lean Time takes it a step further and includes guided breathing exercises during those break periods.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
A little mindfulness goes a long way when you're juggling projects.
For sure. And remember the AI we talked about?
Yeah.
Well, it also gets to work in the projects section.
Okay.
It can break down a huge, intimidating task into smaller, more manageable chunks. Super helpful if you tend to get overwhelmed and get this.
Hmm.
It can personalize project descriptions for different team members, tailoring the language and tone to their preferences.
Wait, seriously? It can write project descriptions in different voices?
You got it.
Like, what a pirate voice.
A pirate, a knight, a motivational speaker, and more.
That's so cool.
It might sound silly, but it actually helps make the project feel more engaging and relevant to each person.
I love how Lean Time finds these, like, fun, creative ways to make project management less of a chore.
It doesn't have to be boring.
So far, we've covered a lot.
Yeah.
Setting goals with the goal effect, personal organization in the My Work section, and the feature-rich project section with its unique AI twists.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to explore in the world of Lean Time?
I think it's time we look at how Lean Time stacks up against other popular project management systems.
Okay.
Tools like ClickUp, Notion, Jira.
Yeah.
Even the simpler ones like Trello and Asana.
Okay. Let's bring on the competition.
Right.
What are the key differences?
Sure.
And where does Lean Time really shine?
When you compare Lean Time to these giants, what really stands out is its focus on simplicity and ease of use.
Okay.
It's not trying to be a one-size-fits-all solution with a million features.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tool that helps you achieve your goals without getting bogged down by complexity.
So it's more about doing a few things really well rather than trying to do everything.
Exactly.
I like that approach.
Yeah.
But does that simplicity sacrifice any power or functionality?
Not at all. Many users actually praise Lean Time for its intuitive design.
Okay.
It's easy to learn even for beginners, but still offers enough depth to satisfy experienced project managers.
Yeah.
And remember that commitment to neurodiversity is baked into the entire design.
Right.
Making it more accessible and user-friendly for a wider range of people.
That makes sense. It's not just about stripping away features.
No.
It's about designing a system that truly works for different brains and working styles.
Exactly.
Do we have any like feedback from actual Lean Time users to back that up?
We do. One company, 508.dev, mentioned that they use Lean Time as an alternative to Linear, Asana, and Jira, as well as a replacement for knowledge-based tools like Notion.
Wow.
They were particularly impressed with how easy it was to deploy using Docker.
So they basically replaced their entire workflow with Lean Time.
Pretty much.
That speaks volumes.
It does.
Any other user feedback that stands out?
There's a quote from an open source user that I think really gets to the heart of Lean Time's appeal.
Oh, yeah.
They said, "For me, Lean Time is very cool because it is lean, not 3 million options to think about. The more you put in, the more it could be overloaded."
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that sometimes less is more, especially when it comes to tools designed to help us focus and get things done.
Definitely.
So Lean Time seems to be a great choice for individuals or teams who are looking for a straightforward, goal-oriented approach to project management without all the bells and whistles that can get in the way.
For sure.
What about the practical side of things? How easy is it to actually get Lean Time up and running?
There are a couple of main options for installation and deployment.
Okay.
You can go for a local installation or use Docker.
So something for the tech savvy and for those who prefer a simpler approach.
Exactly.
What about system requirements for a local installation? What do I need to get started?
You'll need PHT 8.1 or higher, MySQL 8.0 or higher, and either Apache or Nginx as your web server. Okay.
You'll also need a few standard PHP extensions,
mm-hmm.
but the installation process is pretty straightforward.
Sounds reasonable. What if I'm not really into the whole self-hosting thing? Are there any other options?
Absolutely. Lean Time also offers managed hosting and a SaaS product, so you can choose the option that best suits your needs and technical expertise.
That's great news. It means Lean Time is accessible to a wide range of users, regardless of their technical skills or hosting preferences.
Exactly, though it's worth noting that Lean Time offers excellent support for their official installation methods.
Okay.
But they don't officially support unofficial distributions on other platforms.
Good to know. So sticking to their recommended methods is the way to go for the best experience.
Definitely.
All right, listeners, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our Lean Time deep dive.
We have.
We've explored its unique approach to goal-oriented project management, delved into its key features and functionality,
yep.
compared it to some of the big players in the market, and even looked at the installation and deployment options.
Yes.
But guess what? There's still more to come.
There is indeed. We'll be back to continue this deep dive into Lean Time after a short break. So welcome back to the deep dive.
We are deep in the world of Lean Time.
That's right.
Exploring how this open source project management system is shaking things up.
Yes. And before we wrap up, I think it's crucial to highlight how Lean Time caters to neurodiversity. This is a major differentiator in a world that often feels designed for just one type of brain.
You're right. We've touched on this a bit, but let's unpack it further.
Sure.
How does Lean Time actually incorporate neurodiversity into its design.
It's not just about a few specific features. It's about a design philosophy that permeates the entire system.
Okay.
For example, the MyWork dashboard, the ability to personalize your workspace, prioritize tasks based on your preferences, and integrate your calendar, all of this contributes to a sense of control and reduces overwhelm,
yeah,
which can be especially beneficial for people with ADHD or autism.
And we talked about how the AI can break down large tasks into smaller chunks. That's a game changer for anyone who struggles with executive function or gets intimidated by big projects.
Exactly. And let's not forget the option to personalize project descriptions with different voices.
Right.
It might seem like a small thing, but for someone with dyslexia, for example, having information presented in a way that resonates with them can significantly improve comprehension and engagement.
Yeah, it's amazing how Lean Time manages to be both powerful and accessible.
Right.
It's not about dumbing things down, but rather about providing different pathways to understanding and success.
Precisely. It's about recognizing that everyone has their own unique strengths and challenges, and a good tool should empower individuals, not force them into a rigid mold.
Okay, so Lean Time seems to be nailing it in terms of accessibility and user experience.
Mm-hmm.
But what about those unique AI features we touched on earlier?
Yes.
Let's dive a little deeper into those. What makes them so special?
What's fascinating is how Lean Time uses AI not just to automate tasks, but to enhance the human experience. Okay.
The task prioritization feature, for example, goes beyond simply sorting tasks by deadline or urgency.
Mm-hmm.
It takes into account your individual preferences and energy level.
I see.
Helping you work smarter, not harder.
It's like having a personal coach who understands your work rhythms and helps you plan your day for optimal focus and productivity.
Exactly.
I can see how that would be incredibly valuable, especially for someone with ADHD who might struggle with traditional time management techniques.
For sure. And the AI that personalizes project descriptions,
right,
that's another great example of how Lean Time leverages technology to make work more engaging and accessible.
Yeah.
It's not just about efficiency.
Right.
It's about personalization and creating a positive emotional connection to the work.
I'm also intrigued by the guided breathing exercises built into the Pomodoro timer.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a simple addition, but it speaks volumes about Lean Time's holistic approach to well-being and productivity.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that taking care of yourself is essential for doing your best work.
Yeah. And these small moments of mindfulness can make a big difference in reducing stress and improving focus.
So we've explored how Lean Time champions neurodiversity. We've delved into its innovative AI features, and we've seen how it prioritizes both functionality and user experience. What else is there to uncover in this deep dive?
Well, I think it's time we address the elephant in the room, the cost.
Okay.
Open source software is often associated with being free.
Right.
But Lean Time offers both free and paid options. Let's unpack that a bit.
Okay, let's talk money. What are the differences between the free and paid versions of Lean Time?
The free version of Lean Time is incredibly generous.
Okay.
It gives you access to all the core features we've discussed so far. Goals, tasks, projects, Kanban boards, time tracking reporting, and even the AI task prioritization.
Wow.
It's a fully functional project management system that can handle a lot of complexity.
That's impressive. So what do you get with the paid versions? What are the extra perks?
The paid versions offer some additional features and benefits, such as more storage space. This is particularly useful for teams working with large files or those who want to store a lot of project documentation within Lean Time.
Makes sense.
Advanced reporting and analytics.
Okay.
The paid tiers unlock more detailed reports and insights, which can be helpful for tracking progress, identifying bottlenecks, and making data-driven decisions and priority support.
Oh, nice.
Paid users get faster response times from the Lean Time support team, ensuring that any issues are resolved quickly.
So it sounds like the free version is a great option for individuals or small teams getting started with Lean Time.
Yeah.
And the paid versions are a good investment for larger teams or those who need more advanced features or support. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another layer to this pricing structure that I think is worth highlighting.
Cool.
Lean Time offers both self-hosted and cloud-hosted options.
Okay. So you can choose to host Lean Time on your own servers or let Lean Time handle the hosting for you. What are the pros and cons of each approach?
Self-hosting gives you more control over your data and customization options.
Mm-hmm.
You can integrate Lean Time with your existing infrastructure, tweak settings to your liking, and even contribute to the open source code base if you're so inclined.
I see.
However, it also requires some technical expertise to set up and maintain.
That makes sense. So if I'm not a tech wizard, the cloud-hosted option would probably be a better fit.
Exactly. With the cloud-hosted option, LeanTime takes care of all the technical stuff for you.
Okay.
Servers, backups, security, updates, the whole shebang.
Nice.
You just log in and start using the software. It's more convenient, but you have less control over the underlying infrastructure.
So it's a trade-off between control and convenience.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty common theme in the tech world.
It is indeed. And LeanTime does a good job of offering options to suit different needs and preferences.
This has been a really comprehensive look at LeanTime's pricing and hosting options.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that they've put a lot of thought into making LeanTime accessible to a wide range of users.
Yeah.
From individuals to large organizations, and from tech-savvy self-hosters to those who prefer a more hands-off approach.
It's definitely a testament to their commitment to making project management more inclusive and less intimidating.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into LeanTime. We've explored its unique features, its focus on neurodiversity, its impressive AI capabilities, and even its flexible pricing and hosting options.
Yes.
But before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to a key point that has really stuck with me throughout this conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
It all comes back to that goal effect. You know, this idea that understanding the why behind our work is key to staying motivated and engaged.
Mm-hmm.
LeanTime really seems to nail this concept.
You're absolutely right. And I think it's something we often lose sight of in the hustle and bustle of daily life,
yeah.
Not just in the context of work projects.
It's so easy to get caught up in like checking off tasks and meeting deadlines.
Yes.
That we forget to ask ourselves, why am I doing this in the first place?
Exactly. And that's where LeanTime's goal effect comes in, by prompting you to define your vision and connect your actions to a larger purpose. It shifts your mindset from simply completing tasks to making meaningful progress towards something you truly care about.
And that's a powerful shift.
It is.
Because when you feel connected to the why, even the most mundane tasks can become infused with a sense of purpose.
It's true. And it's not just about individual motivation either.
Right.
When teams share a clear understanding of the why, it fosters a sense of collective purpose and alignment.
Yeah.
Everyone's rowing in the same direction.
Yeah.
Which makes the journey towards success much smoother and more enjoyable.
I'm also really impressed with how LeanTime brings this goal effect to life through its features.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a theoretical concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's baked into the way you use the software.
Absolutely. From the strategy section where you define your vision and goals, to the way tasks are connected to those goals, to the AI features that personalize the experience and help you stay focused on what matters most. It's all about reinforcing that connection to the why.
And I think that's what makes LeanTime such a refreshing and compelling tool.
Yeah.
In the often overwhelming world of project management.
Definitely.
It's not just about getting things done. It's about doing work that matters and feeling good about the process.
Well said. And that brings us back to the question we posed earlier to our listeners.
Yes.
If you could apply LeanTime's goal effect to one area of your life right now, what would it be?
It's a question worth pondering.
Yeah.
What is one area where you feel a bit lost in the weeds, just going through the motions?
Yeah.
What is a goal that truly inspires you? And how can you connect your daily actions to that goal, even in small ways?
We'd love to hear your thoughts and insights. You can share them with us on our social media channels.
We're always eager to connect with our listeners and continue the conversation beyond this deep dive.
Absolutely.
And speaking of connections, a huge shout out to SafeServer for making this episode possible. They're the experts behind hosting LeanTime. And they're an incredible resource for anyone looking for guidance on digital transformation.
Mm.
Be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.duh.
They're a fantastic partner, and we're so grateful for their support.
All right, listeners, that wraps up our deep dive into LeanTime.
It does.
They've explored its unique approach to goal-oriented project management.
Yeah.
Its user-friendly design that embraces neurodiversity, its innovative AI features, and its commitment to making meaningful work more accessible to everyone.
We hope you found this exploration as insightful and inspiring as we did.
And remember, the journey doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the things that matter most to you. Until next time.